Taumata wakatangi hanga kua ua o tamatia pokai wenu akita nata hu is a Maori name for an otherwise unremarkable hill, 305 meters high, close to Porangahau, south of Wakipurakau in southern Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. The name is shortened to Taumata by the locals for ease of conversation. The name on the sign that marks the hill uses a second form, which translates roughly as the brow or summit of the hill or place where Tamatea, the man with the big knees who slid down, climbed up and swallowed mountains to travel to the land, who is known as the land eater, played on his nose flute to his loved one. At 85 letters, it is one of the longest place names in the world. The even longer third form has 92 letters and has been entered into the Guinness Book of Records as such. It is apparently more recent or perhaps more formal. There are claims that the second version of the name, which is now shown on the sign, has been in use all along by the local Maori. The Welsh argue that this version has been contrived to be longer than their lake, which is named Llanfairpwllgwyngyl. This was argued by some others, which said that it was contrived to be the longest British place name in the first place. The shorter form of the name was used in a song written and performed by New Zealand musician Peter Cape. Unrelated to the Peter Cape song, the name was chanted in UK pop hit The Lone Ranger by Quantum Jump in 1979. The chant was made to sound vaguely Native American in tone, in keeping with the track's Lone Ranger storyline. Kenny Everett sampled this chant for his ITV video show series. Some form of the name is also sung by Dr. Alban. More recently, the name has been used as a running joke on the popular radio show on London's LBC 973, hosted by Yen Lee.